I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. When China partners Linda Pervnecki started doing youth ministry in China, she thought she knew what to expect.
The younger generation is missing in some of the churches. So when we first started talking to youth ministry with the American context, thinking they're talking about high school students, realized they were talking about people sometimes even under 50.
Enter China Partners Youth Serve program, which is training Christian leaders to minister to young people. But they need your support.
It is always a joy to share when we do a training that we are not there in ourselves, but we are there sent by many people, especially in the rest of the world, who are praying and supporting them. And it just really connects us as a global church that way.
Find out how you can help at missionnews.org. Stan Barrett, Hollywood stuntman and the first to unofficially break the sound barrier on land with a rocket car, is a fan of the Slavic Gospel Association. Barrett explains.
The work that Slavic Gospel is doing there among the churches and among the people, the orphanages and so on, is just really pretty amazing. I've worked with a lot of groups in the last 30 years, and I'm so impressed with how they use the resources and the spiritual effect that it's had on so many lives over there. I mean, it amazes me, really.
Barrett first got involved with SGA during a trip to Russia and Ukraine years ago. He appreciates SGA's dedication to put money and share the gospel where it's needed most. Learn more about Barrett and SGA's work at missionnews.org. Mission Network News has a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.